Harper Audio presents The Hollow by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
At 6:13 a.m. on a Friday morning, Lucy Angertell's big blue eyes opened upon another day, and as always she was at once wide awake and began immediately to deal with the problems conjured up by her incredibly active mind. Feeling urgently the need of consultation and conversation, and selecting for the purpose her young cousin, Midge Hardcastle, who had arrived at the Hollow the night before, Lady Angertell slipped quickly out of bed, threw a negligee round her still graceful shoulders, and went along the passage to Midge's room. Since she was a woman of disconcertingly rapid thought processes, Lady Angertell, as was her invariable custom, commenced the conversation in her own mind, supplying Midge's answers out of her own fertile imagination. The conversation was in full swing when Lady Angertell flung open Midge's door. "And so, darling, you really must agree that the weekend is going to present difficulties."
What?
Midge grunted inarticulately, aroused thus abruptly from a satisfying and deep sleep. Lady Angertell crossed to the window, opening the shutters and jerking up the blind with a brisk movement, letting in the pale light of a September dawn. "Birds," she observed, peering with kindly pleasure through the pane. "So sweet."
"What?"
"Well, at any rate, the weather isn't going to present difficulties. It looks as though it has set in fine. That's something. Because if a lot of discordant personalities are boxed up indoors, I'm sure you will agree with me that it makes it 10 times worse. Round games, perhaps. And that would be like last year, when I shall never forgive myself about poor Gerda. I said to Henry afterwards, it was most thoughtless of me, and one has to have her, of course, because it would be so rude to ask John without her, but it really does make things difficult, and the worst of it is that she is so nice. Really, it seems odd sometimes.